Thank you, God. I want to begin. We're going to begin with this scripture. I want you to turn to Amos 3:3. Old Testament. Hallelujah. Right before the Gospels. Amen. Let me know when you're there. Hallelujah. Amos 3:3. Are you there?
Amen.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. I know a lot of our mics are off. That's why. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But look what Amos 3:3 says. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? Hallelujah.
That's right. Equally yoked.
Can two walk together except they be agreed? What do you think? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The title of my message is Agree with the Word. Capital W. Agree with the Word.
Amen.
Agreement with God's Word is not optional, church. It is vital. It is essential in order for you to live a victorious life. If you want to walk with God, you have to align yourself with what he says in his word. Because his word is truth. His word is power. And his word is life. Life. Life to our bodies. Life to our mind. See, the spirit already has life. It has the life of God. Amen. And the more we agree with the word, the more we will experience his promises, his direction, and his peace. How many of us want his peace? All of us. All of us. I need his peace every day. Every day. 24/7. So when two people come together in agreement, there is power. There is achievement. There is success. There is friendship. There is communication. There is fellowship. Where there is no friendship, where there is no communication, there can be no intimacy. You have to agree. We become intimate with our spouse. Why? Because we are friends first before we become husband and wife. And then there's intimacy. There is a bonding. There is a friendship. There is a marriage covenant that takes place. And unfortunately, the Israelites, they broke covenant with God. They broke covenant with God. Hallelujah. And God gave them a promise. He says, I'm going to take you out of bondage and I'm going to bring you to a land filled with milk and honey. And a journey that should have lasted just 11 days. It took them 40 years. Why? Because they didn't agree with God. They didn't agree with his word. The words that were spoken through Moses. That word that was spoken through prophets. They didn't agree with God. And God and man cannot walk together except they be agreed. And unless we agree with God, you will not see the glory. You got to walk hand in hand with God. You want to see the glory of the Lord daily in your life. You want to live victoriously daily in your life. You need to come in agreement with God. Come in agreement with his word. Come in agreement with living scriptures that he's given you in this holy Bible. For everything that we do, there is a consequence, whether it's a good consequence or not so good. Amen. And I'm here to tell that there is power when you come in agreement with the Word of God. Amen. So Amos 3:3 is teaching us that unity is necessary for progress. You want to see progress? You need to agree. Come together and agree with God. Can two come together? Unless they agree? Absolutely not. You see, God was faithful to the Israelites, but they were unfaithful to him. God did everything in his power. He fed them. He sheltered them. He provided for them. And they still were not content. They were still complaining. They actually wanted to go back to Egypt. We were better off. But then they began to speak. Those words that began to speak, they began to agree with their complaints. They began to agree with their situation, what they were in. They began to agree with their past. I don't know about you, but I don't want to agree no longer with my past. I want to agree with what the Lord has for me today.
Amen.
Amen.
Because today will carry me into tomorrow. And into the future, and into the purpose, like Brother Mark read this morning, into the purpose and the establishment that the Lord has for each and every one of us. There is purpose and destiny in your life. But when we align ourselves with our past, with our complaints, with our symptoms, with our sickness, with what people, unbelievers, begin to say about you, when we agree with people, get your will together because of your doctor's report. You are agreeing with the world. You are agreeing with man. You're not coming in agreement with what the word is telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you don't come in agreement with what the word is saying to you, you will not see progress in your life.
Amen.
And from 11 days, you go into 40 years. And that's what happened to the Israelites. God forbid that happens to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because how many know that God's delay is not a denial? When he promised something, he's going to do it.
Amen. Do it.
In God, there's no time. There's no timing in God. We have a time clock. God doesn't. Just because it's a delay doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It's not a denial because his promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. And the Israelites put themselves in the situation they got into. As a matter of fact, because Moses hit the rock and he struck the rock. Amen. And he didn't obey the voice of the Lord the second time that he wanted to bring water into the Israelites. God told Moses, you will not see the promised land because of your disobedience. And that was God. That was the old covenant. Today we are in a better and new covenant with the Lord Jesus because the Lord Jesus gave it all Amen. Up on the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. And today we're under grace. Grace.
Amen.
And that means that whether you believe, whether you not believe, let me tell you something. God came to the world so that not one will perish. And if your heart, amen, you want to receive from the Lord, God is going to honor what's in your heart.
Yeah.
Because like we said last week, with your heart you believe, but with your mouth you confess.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus Christ is in the word. We read it in Romans 10, chapter 10 last week, verses 8, 9, and 10. It's in the word. I'm not just speaking. I'm speaking the word. I'm speaking what God has placed in my heart to bring forth to this congregation. And when I say congregation, I'm in this congregation. I'm part of this congregation. I'm part of the Lord's ministry. Yes. He's speaking to me as well. And let's be honest, can we truly be united with people who aren't walking in the same direction as we are? Can we truly walk with people that have values of the world, thoughts of the world, desires of the world? Can we truly walk with them? If you're walking with the word of God, you can't have one foot in and one foot out.
That's right.
That's right.
You either agree with the word of God or you don't. There's not an in between. There's no maybes.
No, you're hot or cold.
That doesn't mean we're not gonna love you. We love people. But we don't have to come in agreement with what they're saying. If it's not aligned to the word of God, you need to stop it. I am not receiving what you're saying. I don't need to go to an attorney and write out my will. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, God has a sense of humor. And God is just bringing things into my remembrance. Can I get an amen on that one?
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
They give you a doctor's report. Oh, you got to get your affairs in order. If you listen to that, guess what? Mm-hmm. Are you agreeing with the word?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. You see, God's word sets the direction for our lives time and time and time again. Oh boy, let me go to scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's just depositing, church. He's just depositing things, okay? I don't know how far I'm going to get today, but he's just depositing. And whatever he's giving me, I'm giving it out to you. Because God knows this is his message, not mine. This is his ministry. Again, his sermon, his teaching, not mine. John 1:14, gospel, John 1:14. Let's go to the gospel. And we're going to go through, I want to see if I can get through a lot of scriptures today. Because the word, it is the word. You have to come in agreement with the word. John 1:14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. It is the word. The word is Jesus. The word became flesh, and he walked among the disciples. He walked among the multitudes. He walked among the people, believers as well as unbelievers. The word became flesh. The word is full of grace, because today we are walking in a better covenant.
Amen.
We're walking in his grace, and we are walking in his truth, because we are believers. I don't call myself a Christian. I call myself a believer. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I am a disciple because I'm in the word. And I agree with the word. And I walk in the word. I am not saying I'm perfect, because nobody in this platform is perfect.
In this world.
But we are perfected in the Lord. We are perfected in the Lord, because it is his spirit living in the inside of you. And the Lord calls you holy. Be holy, for I am holy. You're no longer a sinner. You're a saint. You're no longer a victim. You are a victor, because the Lord called you. He sanctified you. He consecrated you, and he set you apart. The Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And to agree with the Lord, to agree with the word, is to say yes to his will. Not your will. Not my will. His will. And this morning, as I was studying, just the Lord brought me back. The Lord brought me back to the beginning, before the Lord was conceived. John, in the Gospel of Luke. Let's go there. And I need to read scripture. Luke chapter 1. Let's go to verse 26. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Remember when the angel came to Mary. 26. And I'm going to read it real quick. Not in the sixth month. This is Luke 1, 26. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed who was engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice." Listen, rejoice. The word again, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive." You will conceive, hallelujah, in your womb. That means you're going to conceive. The sperm of the Spirit of God is going to conceive you. The word of the Spirit of God is going to conceive you in your womb. And you will bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Amen. And look at what Mary answers. "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." In other words, I'm going to agree with you according to what you are telling me. Mary came in agreement with the angel of the Lord. She came in agreement with the word of God. Mary received the word that God has sent her through this angel. And right then and there, the Lord Jesus was conceived. When she received, because she simply believed, she received because she came into agreement with the Lord. And Luke 1:45 says, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Amen. Has God given you a promise? Has God made a promise to you? Have you come in agreement with the word so you can see the fulfillment of the word come to pass? Because you see, when Mary said yes and agreed with the word, right then and there, the Holy Spirit conceived her with her son Jesus. You gotta see it. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring revelation of this word. There is power in agreement. There is power in the word of God. There is power in agreement. She said yes. She believed and it happened. And the Son of God was born. The word came to fulfillment. And she called her son Emmanuel. God with us. Amen. Amen. So agreement, church. Amen. Activates power. Matthew 18:19. Let's go there. Matthew 18:19. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 18:19 says, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. I want to point something out to you. Agreement, yes, it activates power. When two come together, it shall be done. How much more power, or how much more powerful it is when we agree with God himself. Because church agreement is powerful, but we also need to be careful. Like I said before, agreement can work for us, and it can also work against us. If you begin to share, if you were to receive a doctor's report, and I'm going to say average believer, average Christian, because not every Christian is a believer. Not every Christian is walking by faith. Mm-hmm. Amen?
That's right.
I've seen them. It's happened to me. And if you share a doctor's report with I say average churchgoer, you will get a lot of agreement that you are going to die, that you need to get your affairs in order. I'm talking about Christians who are not walking by faith. And we need to be selective about who we ask to agree with us. You see, you got to come together with like-minded believers. You got to come together with faith believers. You got to come together with people that are walking the word of God, that the fruit of the word of God is seen and is being witnessed in them daily.
Amen.
Amen? Hallelujah. You got to come in agreement with the word.
Amen.
Agreement with God brings alignment with his purpose and power.
That's right.
And there's purpose for your life. There is power in this living word. There is power in the name of Jesus. We need to agree with the word of God because the word is truth. The word is truth.
Amen.
And the truth of the word will set you free. Will set you free from the naysayers. Will set you free from the lies of the enemy. Will set you free from the thoughts of the world. Will set you free from the ideas of men, from the opinions of men, from suggestions of men. You gotta stand by the word of God because the word of God is truth.
Amen.
John, Gospel of John 17:17. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Gospel of John 17:17 says, sanctify them by your truth. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. If you have a Bible with red letters, this is the Lord Jesus speaking. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Hallelujah. This is the Lord Jesus praying for us. Praying to God the Father. And he's asking God the Father, sanctify them, consecrate them, set them apart by the truth of your word, Lord. This is the Lord Jesus praying for us today, for us believers today. And church, we live in a world full of shifting opinions. Today you believe, tomorrow you don't. Today you pray by faith, tomorrow you're walking in fear. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been there. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying something I don't know. I've been there.
We've been there.
But we go from glory to glory.
Amen.
We mature in the word. I don't just want milk.
Amen.
I want meat. I want solidness. I want revelation. I want illumination of the word. I said, Holy Spirit, reveal this word. Make it real in my life.
Amen.
Amen.
But in the midst of all these opinions, the word of God stands firm forever and ever and ever. And sanctification is just relationship with God, into which we enter by faith in Christ Jesus. Because when we received the Lord Jesus, we became sanctified. God consecrated us. He placed on us a robe of righteousness. He called us holy ones. He called us saints. And like David said, look at what Psalm says. Let's go to Psalm 119:11. Look at what it says. It says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart." Even David said, "Your word, God, I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." See, anything that disobeys God, amen, everything that is not aligned to the word of God displeases God.
Amen.
But his word, David said, is in my heart. And yes, we need to have the word of God inscripted in our hearts. So we can say no to sin. So we can say no to the naysayer. So we can stop those words that are not aligned to the Spirit of God, that are not aligned to the Bible, to the holy living word of God. We need to stop them right then and there. If people begin to speak contrary to the word, you need to say, uh-uh, I am not receiving that. That is not what the word tells me. I am believing and I'm standing on the word. And the report of the word of God says, I was healed already. Over 2,000 years ago, this body is healed. You see, sin and sickness have no legal right to be in your body. It has to go in the name of Jesus. Because the word, it is the word living, living, living in your body, living in your mind. You have to have the word. You got to come in agreement. And when your mind, when your soul begins to agree with the word of God, with the spirit of the Lord, your body has to surrender to the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
It has to. It has to. Mm-hmm. And it will. John, Gospel of John 6:63. John, Gospel of John 6. Hallelujah. Are you learning something today? Are you learning something new today? Hallelujah.
Amen. What was that, John? What?
John 6:63. And we quoted this verse, I believe, last week. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So that means the word of God that is being spoken over this platform, it is life into you. It's bringing life into you. It's awakening anything that is dormant into you, because the word that I speak unto you, and I'm speaking the word of God unto you, it brings life. It is full of the Spirit of God, and it is life, because God's word is spirit. And it takes our spirit, hallelujah, and it illuminates our spirit with the truth of God, and illuminates truth into our minds, and we need truth to penetrate our minds, because our mind, our soul has to align with the Spirit of God, has to align with the Word of God.
Wow.
The Word of God is not paper and it's not ink. Jesus is the word of God.
Yes, he is.
He existed in spiritual form long before any words were inspired by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost, to be written down in this holy Bible. This Bible, this word, you know what it is? It's simply a physical representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And spiritual truth, because the Lord Jesus, I said it before, he is revealed in the Old Testament, he is revelation in the New Testament, and he's even revealed, hallelujah, in the book of Revelation. This whole Bible is all about Jesus.
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word. Amen. Right? Let's go to the gospel.
Yes, and the Word was God.
Let's go gospel, right? Isn't that John 1:1? Somewhere in John, right? In the beginning was the Word. John 1:1. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And all things, the Word says, were made through Him. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. This whole Bible is all about the Lord Jesus. He was there.
Amen.
Yet, until you and I, until we receive, hear me out, until we receive the Spirit that these words are expressing, the Bible will profit you nothing. This is why, and I said it last week, again, I said it, if I'm repeating myself, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. This is why many people have read the Word and may have even memorized the Word, but they're not reaping the benefits of the Word. They're not reaping the blessings that the Word has for them. Why? You gotta come in agreement. You gotta put actions into the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If we want to know what spiritual truth is, we got to believe the Bible, because it is spirit and life to us. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be led by the Holy Spirit, guess what? You need to follow the Word of God. And if you want to hear from the Spirit of God, then you got to listen to what God says in His Word. This is why it's so vital for you to be in the Word. Listen to His Word. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the Word, Jesus, are one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are one. And when we come in agreement with the Word, we are speaking life into dead situations. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
When we agree with the Word of God, we are speaking life into dead situations. Hallelujah. And the Word builds our faith. Romans 10:17. Let's go to the book of Romans. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Which is right after the book of Acts. We read Romans 10. Now we're reading 10:17. We read a few verses before that. But this is what the Lord gave me. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God called us to walk by faith, not by our smell, taste, hear, see, not by our senses. Faith comes by hearing the Word. People cannot be born again through human faith. They have to use God's supernatural faith to receive God's supernatural gift of salvation. And with the gift of salvation came the gift of healing, because it's a gift. They came together. Hallelujah. And the only way you can obtain the faith of God, which is already given to you, because God has given all of us the same measure of faith, but the only way to sustain it, hallelujah, is by you being in the Word, because it's in the Word.
Amen.
This is why we cannot compromise the Word of God, church. We gotta stand on the Word. You can't add to it. You can't subtract from it. It must be proclaimed boldly to make God's faith available to those who choose to believe. Mm-hmm. Are you choosing to believe today the Word? Listen to me. The Lord doesn't fail to speak. We fail to hear. Because God is always speaking. An agreement is an act of faith. It says, It says, Lord, I trust you. Lord, whatever your word says, I trust you. I'm going to obey your word. I'm going to follow your word more than my feelings, more than my circumstances. I trust you, God. See, you got to confess. You got to come in agreement with the word. When pain comes, it says, oh, no, I am healed in the name of Jesus. Pain, you got to go. You have no legal right to be in my body. You got to leave right now in Jesus' name. And then you got to walk in that word. Even if the pain remains, you got to walk it out. Walk in the word. Keep repeating it. Keep confessing it, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
That's right.
And how do you agree with the word? You got to read the word and meditate on the word daily, daily, daily. Psalms 1, 2, and 3. Let's go there. I told you I have a lot of word, but this is word. This is what is nourishing your spirit right now. This is what's sustaining you. The faith that God has given you is being sustained right now by his word. It is his word, not my words. It is his word. Psalm 1, 2, 3 says, hallelujah. I'm going to start with one. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And then look what it says in 3. Verse 3 says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Mm-hmm. Whatever he says shall prosper. You got to come in agreement. See, the believer, the disciple of Christ delights in the law of the Lord. And I heard this yesterday. One of the persons that I was with, she says, I pray for the Lord. Lord, give me a love for your word. Give me a love for your word, that let me fall in love with your word, because it is the word of God that we need to come in agreement in. It is the word of God. We need to fall in love with the word. We need to fall in love with Jesus. Because this is the reality. The counsel of the ungodly is any opinion or attitude. And it's speaking about being among the counsel of the ungodly. And it's telling you, do not walk among the counsel of the ungodly. Because it's contrary to the revealed word of God. Evolution. That's not the word. Self-promotion. No, that's not of God. Carnality. That's not of God. Multitude of commonly accepted practices. Right now we see so many rituals and practices being practiced, cults, even within the church, and practicing beliefs that society are putting out there. And whatever fits into these worldly categories, he says, do not walk in that. And this is the reality is when we are blessed, believers, when we don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We are blessed because that means that we are walking in the counsel of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are not blessed when you're listening to the counsels of the ungodly. There will be no fruit in your life. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want the fruit of the Holy Spirit to be evident every day, because I am a walking testimony to many, many people, Christians as well as unbelievers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Because the reality is, the more you walk and feed yourself on the word of God, the more you conform to the truth of his word. So you need to begin to speak the word over your life, because death and life are in the power of your tongue. Proverbs 18:21. We're going to continue in the word. We got to continue to work. God is not stopping me yet. Hallelujah. 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. We just spoke about fruit. What fruit are growing from your tree? What are you speaking out? Because every word we speak or hear spoken only produces death or life. And many people are not realizing the power of their own words. What are the words talking? And many people are talking death unto themselves by the words they are speaking. They speak forth whatever negative thing they feel or have been told, and they don't realize they are signing their own death warrants. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is not just true of the words that we speak. Every word we hear with our ears either has life or is either full of death. What are you listening to? And this is why the word says you need to guard your heart. You need to guard your ears. What are you hearing? In other words, you got to police the words that you're speaking. Police the words that you are hearing. What is not aligned to the word, you got to bind it, rebuke it, and cast it out.
Right?
You got to put it under your feet right away. Yeah. Because it has no power over you. Because you have the Spirit of God. And we have dominion over ungodly words. We have dominion over death words, curse words. It cannot touch you. Your body, hallelujah, your mind, your spirit, it all belongs to God. You cannot receive what is not of God. Amen? You just can't. You can't allow it. Hallelujah. We need to turn away from those curse words, from those death threats. Because the enemy is constantly making death threats against us. We Amen. Need to adhere Amen. To the word of God. Amen. Don't speak out of fear. Mm-hmm. Speak faith. Don't confess defeat. Confess victory. Don't confess yes. sickness or symptoms. Confess I'm healed. Obey the word even when it's hard. We need to obey the word. James 1:22. Let's go there. James 1:22. Hallelujah. James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Amen. You got to put action behind the words that you're hearing. Amen. If it's not aligned with the word of God, don't receive it. Bind it, rebuke it, cast it out from you. Amen. And when you hear the Amen. Word, follow the word of God. Obey the word Amen. Of God. Those who hear, church, those who hear but don't do what God's word instructs them to do are only deceiving themselves. They don't deceive God. They are deceiving themselves and even others. Hallelujah. When you're obeying the word of God, you're coming in agreement with the word. You're coming, you are receiving the word. And many, many, many Christians, they harden their hearts every time because they fail to act on the truth of God's word. They don't realize you're speaking. Be careful what you speak out. Let it be aligned to the word. Don't speak outside of the word of God. God's word is bringing revelation to you. Then speak that word out. Because like James continues to say in a few verses later, faith, hallelujah, without works goes nowhere. It's dead. This is why we have to come in agreement. Agreement means walking in obedience. Even partial obedience is disagreement. Are you hearing me? Even partial disobedience is disagreement. You're either all in or you're all out. You cannot be in between. You either believe or you don't. You cannot be in between. Because there are benefits in the word. When you agree with the word, there's benefits. There's clarity. There's direction. Because God's word brings light. It brings light to your path. Hallelujah. What is the path that you're on? The word of God will bring light. What is the will of God for you? It's for you to be in the word. Because when you're in the word, God will show you the path. God will show you the purpose. God will show you the destiny that he has for you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Psalm 119, let's read it there, because faith comes by hearing, right? This is why we're hearing the word right now. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. Psalm 119, 105. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, 105. This is what it says. Hallelujah. Some of us know it by heart. But it's not enough knowing it. You got to walk in it. Hallelujah. Your word, you got to know it and believe it and receive it. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Amen.
There is direction. There is clarity. There is a lamp that the Lord has. He is lighting the path for you. And without a lamp, without a light, hallelujah, you're going to walk in darkness. Hallelujah. And when you walk in the light, you will see the darkness of this world. And the reality is when you walk in the light of Christ, there is no chance for you to fall in the dark. Because God's word is continually illuminating us in the right way to go. And he's going to keep us from the snares of the enemy, of the devil, because the enemy wants us to fall. And he wants us to fall hard. And he wants us to stay down. But no, God is giving us something so much greater. God's word is the light to our path. It's the light that our feet need in order to walk in the right direction. Whose direction? The Lord's direction. And those who don't use the light of God's word are sure to fall prey to the enemy. Do you want to fall in the enemy's hands?
No.
And if you say no, then you got to follow the word of God. You got to be in the word of God.
Amen.
I don't know how much more. It's week after week. We got to be in the word. The word has to become your reality, not the circumstances, not the doctor's report. It is the word that has to become your reality.
Mm-hmm.
There is peace in the word, not chaos. Isaiah 26. We're almost done. Isaiah 26:3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almost done. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. God keeps men and women in perfect peace when our minds are fixed on God, on him. The Lord keeps us in his peace when we have our imaginations. Our meditation is on God. It's on his word. So we got to have our minds focused on the word, on the Lord, to the degree that we start walking by faith and not by sight. And you know what's going to happen when you do that? Breakthrough and miracles will occur. Because agreement with the word of God unlocks divine intervention. Amen. Divine intervention. Look at what Mark, the Gospel of Mark, I believe that's my last scripture. The Gospel of Mark, and we were there last week. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 11, right? Mark 11, and let's go to verse 23. And it says, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes. Again, the word believe. But believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them, and you will have them. Again, agreement. Agreement. It unlocks God's divine intervention in your life. You unlock, hallelujah, the things, the circumstances, the mountains, the sickness, the infirmity. You unlock it. And when you bring in the word into your life, you begin to quote and confess the word of God over your life. Whatever mountain that is, begin to speak the word over it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The things, church, the things we believe must be already, has to be something that Jesus has already provided for us through his atonement. Has God provided healing in his atonement? Yes, he has. Has God provided all blessings, peace, joy, yes, strength, all that? It's already been bestowed upon us. Why? Because we simply believed the word of God. Hallelujah. Whatever you ask in God's name, believe you already have them and you shall see them. But whatever you're asking must come in agreement with the word of God. You need to believe, agree, and receive whatever it is, hallelujah, that is truly aligned with the word, because God's word stands. So in conclusion, church, you need to choose to agree. And every day you and I have the opportunity to agree with doubt, to agree with fear, to agree with even our flesh. Or you have the opportunity to agree with God, to agree with his word. So make the intentional decision. You see, you need to be intentional. Serving God is intentional. You have to want to do it. It has to be your desire. It has to be, you got to fall in love with the word. You got to fall in love with Jesus. Make that intentional decision that you are going to stand on what God's word is saying, on what God has spoken to you already, no matter how things appear in your life. Amen? No matter what, we need to trust God. No matter what, we need to trust his word. No matter what, you need to come in agreement with the word of God. Because there is freedom. There is freedom in the spirit of the Lord. There is healing. There is salvation. There is restoration. There is deliverance. There is all. It is all for you. God already did it all at the cross. So we need to come in agreement. Amen. Let's make a declaration together. If you don't want to unmute your button, your doesn't matter. But I need you to speak and come in agreement and say, I choose. Repeat after me. I choose to agree with God's word.
To agree with God's word.
Hallelujah. I believe what he says about me. My situation and my future. And I align myself.
I align myself
with his truth.
With his truth.
And I walk in victory. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I confess and agree. With your word, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.